This is day 1621 of the Rosh Shulchan Yomi. There's Simon Shin Mem Ches Sif Aleph. There's Simon Shin Mem Tes Sif Vav. Shin Mem Ches Din Sreif Al Hameis Romer Lotik Bruni. I'll have burning on the dead, and somebody says, "Don't bury me." Of course, even they, them, you burn things in commemoration of kings. That is not considered to be the pathways of the Amorites, meaning forbidden non-Jewish superstition. Shem Rabbi Tzidkio says by Tzidkio, Yirmiyahu HaNavi tells him, "B'shem Tamusu, you will die in peace with Mitzvos Avosecha HaMelachim, and in the burnings of your forefathers, the kings of the Gomer." Just like you would say, burn things in commemoration of the kings, in the same sense, you burn things on commemoration of other leaders, religious leaders. Where they burn, their beds, and the vessels that they used. The story happened when Gamliel the elder died, the stuff of Unkus for 100 mana. Unkus burned stuff for him worth 100 mana. I guess Unkus was a close comrade, so he had direct access to Gamliel's property. So this teaches us that a commoner should not inherit and use his objects. Time to Sefta, it says the Sefta Mr. Shabbos, also stuff on commoners, it's forbidden to burn stuff. Here's the Mishumba Tashkis Viura, and this is considered to be wastefulness and arrogance. The Rakum is only of the honor of kings they admit this. Kovamel Kaidim, the honor of the king takes precedence. Avalobe but not by commoner. So the amount of this we learned also Abed is a beggar shamais. You're not allowed to cause a loss of a garment for a dead person. Only that which you need for a shroud. Somebody says, "Don't bury me from my own property." Now listen to him. It's not his prerogative to leave over his own money to his heirs, and cast the expenses of his burial on the community. And we compel the heirs to cough up the dough for all the needs of his burial. Also, everything which is normally done for members of the family, we compel them to give us, even the slab which is put on the grave. And all the other expenses based on the custom in that place. It's only if they inherited money or something which is worth money. They didn't inherit anything. There's no expenses that come upon them, but rather the community. That's if he commanded not to bury him from his property. But if he did not command, if the son is rich or other brothers are rich, even if he didn't leave them any property, we compel them to pay for the needs for the burial, even though he didn't leave them anything. It's right. Name of the base hill. And commanded that they shouldn't be pressed for this. That doesn't matter. They must allow my lemonade, but if he says to make a difference, they shouldn't take a lot of money for the bury him from the heir. I feel like you're ashamed of the heir is rich. If the person who died did not leave any property, husband is required to bury his wife according to his level and her level of honor. I'm getting no gimel. Gimel, other ani shemais, a poor person died, I'm ashamed of Rotsa Latil. At small tea, he doesn't want to cast himself on the community, but like Rukla, they shouldn't bury him all, at all. Ain't Shamilo, we don't listen to him, and also Al Hotos. At Seabrook, if you have Minak, and you bury him at the community's expense according to the custom. But that's, they said, you should know, Sheesh, Omrim, Sheen, Kovin, Labali, Skor, Kaddish, Lishto. Some say you don't compel a husband to hire somebody to say Kaddish for his wife. Is that the end of Cain? I don't think so. Evidently, you're also held that you do compel a husband to hire somebody to say Kaddish for his deceased wife. Shim Memtes, Isserna Bemesa Dachricha, the prohibition to derive benefit from the mace and his shrouds. Of course, the Rambam says, "Evil." The Rambam writes, "Evil." Evil. A mace. Also, by Noah Kula, the mace is for you now to have any benefit for him. Chutz Misar, except for his hair. Shemuter Milanoim Neisha Eino Gufo, which is permitted to for which is permitted to derive benefit because it's not his body. Chule. Had Kamashena, end quote. Vikshu of the ass upon the head of the Besot Perakam the Erkin, the Sarah Mace also by law. It says that the hair of the dead person is also in benefit. Fafil Peranach is even a wig, a Mechubla Gufa, which is connected to her body, also by law is forbidden to derive benefit from. Mamas Lokashaka, it's not difficult at all. The MS who drives you to Shom Kane, yes, Rav Ozo, we have a Chaka Polygram Nachem, Rav Yitzchak, now it's an artist, Omer Zum, Yisosa, Osarta, Zug, Maradina, Osarta. This one is became forbidden by her death. This one became forbidden because of the sentence against her. Perish Rashi, Olam Sara Mamish. We're looking about the hair itself. The Kashal Hisuya Noah Ninu, how you ask, it's forbidden to write benefit. Lo Kash, it's not that we'll say, Mr. Mitzvah Noah, the hair of the dead person is not forbidden to derive benefit from. It's not like the hair of an animal which was killed because it killed a person. Or whatever reason was killed. A woman, her death prevents her, and hair does not die. It doesn't change. Aval beim gardina asarta, but the animal, it's the sentence forbids it. Chuliakon shara pasuk rancham nachem bar yitzur. Ram pasuk nachem yitzur to baso who is latter authority, because it was both pasuk and chuliak pasua like the latter authority. Chenya in brackets says here vechenya of divrei lachem mishnah. Seems like mishnah writes this way. In back and the brackets, but tuva shonar pasuk dasur ba noah. Tuva shonar pasuk and that is also derived benefit from the air. Kmo she's born the pasuk rav the pasuk rav. Then he's like that's a ram the chayna. He says the opinion of the Rambam is correct. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Kumi Basroi Achar Rabbi. It's from the later Amroim after Rabbi Rava. The Kaimulon Alge Basroi looks like the later opinions. In the bracket it says that place above a Kaimul passes at the Rambam. Based name of the Rambam Tov Shalom Rosh Shalok Chasu the Oro Mutzar Bano. Since the Rambam Tov Shalom is not right that the skin is Mutzar Bano. Before it's the Gam Oro Adam Mutzar Bano. It's clear they hold that the skin of a person also is derived benefit from. Vlochei Mashu Chulin doesn't see that way. Chulin Amar Ula said by Torah Oro Adam Torah. Be the right so the flesh of a person is Torah. Matam Amru Tomei. Why they say it's Tomei? Because there Shemi Asad Adam Oros Avi Vimo Shtichim Leishu Elam. It's decreed lest the person make the skin of his father and mother mats to sit upon. I shall be sorry that the sermon of the is going to say also by Noah. Hey, Chesed Shtichi, I was going to make it into mats. V'lomu l'migzat tumah. Why should he decree tumah? Mas I'm saying about the Taisus Bezvachim. The Taisus Bezvachim that find Av Kasu. They wrote the order of the mutter by Noah that the skin of a human being is the mutter for in benefit. I shall. They menito Kasu came. They wrote this in it as well. That from Hey, if you arise there, there were evidence of this to hold the Isra no the mace. You'll find me a rufa. Because the prohibition of deriving benefit from mace is derived. You know, but that was right after test. But we have a rufa. A rufa you'll feed me kachim. A rufa is derived from kachim. Kachim gufa are mutzvano, and by kachim themselves, the skin is mutzvano. Goes to kohanim. I in Trump. I have a tesis of chulin Trump. Sanhedrin. Kosu shein beinu tam. The tesis writes the or may a mace also bano that the skin of a dead person is also bano. Mashitichul the gzorat tum that which required to create tuma. Mishun the tuma chamir in shemisura. Well, that's kind of sad, but people found Tuma to be more severe than Isser. Well, people perceived Tuma to be more severe than Isser. So again, that's Rambam. It's the opinion of Rambam. Talking about the Kachim and Rai, I have to say, it's no evidence of Kachim. Sharei Gama Atama Shein Wim Lachilam with the Kachim by law. Also, bones which are not suitable to eat. The bones which are not suitable to eat are mutter and kachim to derive benefit from. Konkon based also, and it was my maze, it's also derived benefit from the bones. So, I came along. And so, he all came with the Rambam, Matur, Shinor, Paschal, Isser, Taisha, Shte, Deus, came along the Isser. So, Rambam, Tur, Shinor, Paschal, and it's also, and Taisha, two opinions. We say it's also. Gimel, Vada, you show the Rambam, Lochilik, be Isser, maze, by law, by maze, so, ben Akum. There's a Jewish and non-Jewish dead. Because Matur lays here's a cloud of the tour as well. Rabbeinu says, because if Alf mace, Bein Akum, Meso, Tachrichov, Asir Manoah, a mace, whether it's Jewish or non-Jewish, its shrouds are also Manoah, Ayin Shem. But Chenim, but Jewish Rashba, that's also in the Jewish Rashba. Docha, Mishra, Tzchak, Ben Yisrael, Akum Ayin Shom. They rejected those who want to distinguish. But this is about Bakama. This is the Bakama. If you cross the Shom, they took the Evelyn Nachay Konisah Shavu Bunda Hu Shai Bando. That is a reference there that to an Evelyn Nachay who fell into a pit, and they're mutter bahana. The lads will benefit from them. By the way, it's interesting here in this paragraph. I guess the publisher Friedman changed everywhere here mitzvi to akum, and the rest of the Aruch HaShulchan, I think they left it alone, but here they decided to correct the censorship, put mitzvi in parentheses and nachri in brackets. That's what I mean, nachri and akum instead of mitzvi. So he says the Efshel Mar the Batam of the Israel of the Mesa Fina me Miriam. It's possible that from a mace is derived from Miriam. No, the Rabbi Sakum. Why should include a non-Jew? But on the other hand, it's difficult. The mace is Chag Ben Zeza. What's far as the distinguish between one and the other? Can't have Shachar Kana Vasadai. So Rak Shaya Kana Lo. Pastor's emphasis is not talking about it as a human being which you own, was your slave. It's owned by you. Mamonu, that's your money, your property. That's why we can't cause you a loss to your money. But not talking about other non-Jews who are not owned by you. That doesn't seem to make sense. It's also our benefit. What does it make that it's required by him? It is explicit in the Yushalmi, the Mace Akum is Mutter by Noah, not just as Evan. Gam Yushalmi, Davish Kiddush, Barlos, Plishtim. I was in Eretz Yisrael. My cousin, older cousin, who was in the cult at the time, took me over to meet Rabbi Ruderman, Rosh Hashiva, one time. In the base matter, she took me over. I made the mistake of telling Rabbi Ruderman that I had learned Masech Sanhedrin the previous year. I probably got a bechina all of Sanhedrin. I failed dismally. And Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Ruderman, suggested to my cousin that perhaps I should go down a shear because I had not done well on this bechina. I don't remember the whole bechina, but I remember this question. He said, bring me a raya from Masech Sanhedrin that a mace akum is mutar banah. And this, I flubbed it, of course, I didn't know, no clue. But this is the raya I was supposed to bring. The Gemara Sanhedrin says that David is Mekadesh with 100 Arlos of Plishtim. So there we see that since he used, he married Michal with 100 Arlos of Plishtim, that it's Mutzabah Noah. You have benefit because you could use the Arla as a form to contract Kiddushin. Okay. That was the first and last time I spoke to Rabbi Ruderman Zatzal. I once went to his house on Friday night from Shabbos, but I don't know if we actually spoke or just sat there and listened. Rama Twain, Raya, there's no evidence of Rabbi Tour, the Avamasi Swalkai, it's really going on a Jew, Rabbi Rabbein, but he says to Rechim, the words of his says require analysis. In brackets, it says, Mishla Melch, Sophia Rosavel, Shirk, Beseb, Besek, Sakan, Khan, Vachar, Kriam, Yushami, Laheter, Chim, Pasakagra. They see Yushami, the Mishla Melch, and the Groh, Pasle, Mace, Akum, is Mutter Bahano. Dalit. And so to the shrouds of a mace, also by no, not just mace itself, Dabkish, Mizrino, Tarko, simply where they, ordered them, designated them for his purpose. They put them on him. But they designated for his purpose and not use them. Mutter, they're permitted. That's Marla Milso. Designation is not definitive. And vice versa. If they used it, but they didn't actually designate it previously, they're not awesome. And designation is not effective to make it also, even if they designated it after he died. They got b'chol davar kedusha, because even in things which are consecrated, kaimelon, we hold that hazmona la milsi, that hazmona is not definitive. Therefore, an old person who prepares himself shrouds, Yochel Arzbol Yishtavish El Chom Shirtzer can change his mind, use it for anything he wants. V'dayish no demasha also ba'anoa, also afilu shalok derech hanoso. That which is also anoa, it's also a benefit from, even if it's not in a normal fashion. So it could be eager. Kam shinu ein a moil, also if it changed form, it's not effective. V'akdein gizela mani shinu, if the change of form, it shinu works into something stolen to make it nakein hagzela and make it okay to derive benefit from because it's not also by law intrinsically. Avalola is not the shin is not effective for something which is intrinsically also by law. Hey, because the Torah Shon Ruch, the Torah Shon Ruch, right? Noya Meis, the dormants of the dead, Mechubar Megufo, which are connected to his body, compared Nochri, such as the wig, Chetzub Zeh, etc. Soim, they're forbidden Kumar Meis also like the dead person himself. Amed, the Ramayim is Shubistam. But by default, I mean, if somebody directed that the dormants which are connected to him should be given to his son or the son of the Acham for some other purpose, it's meant to have benefit. His hair, it's actual hair. I feel him tiva love. Even if it said to give it to somebody else, also minutes, also to have benefit from it, kamaguva like his body, Acham Shono. Chokin Rama, Kamoshko Savnu. Sorry, it's a Rama. Because I've been a bit of Rama. Tafka Sheng Shun Basara's Gufa. It's only if they are tied onto the hair of his body. Like hair extensions. I'm sure if they're not tied on. Mutsa Misal. Okay, Mutsa Lito Tabas. Bishop Yom Shemesh. They're allowed to take the ring. It's on the hand of a dead body. He infers it from Rashi. Because he writes that Pe'ah Nachris Shubisosa writes that the wig is truly a hair extension. It's not tied on to her hair. Verily, it seems to be the income of Rak Shuro. It's not just if it's tied on. The thing of Klum Sosa also if it's braided in. Lo Barak Lo Tim Losha Mechubar. It's just coming to preclude the language of Mechubar, the Masha Mechibur Ba'alma, which sounds like even just some connection. Like the hand, like the wings are connected to the hands. So that's why Rashi Mekusharim, that they have to be us, the Rabbi also have to be tied on. But it's true even braided. If he commands, however, that they should be allowed, bequeathed, then it's mutter, even they're tied on. Came chain what's about the government does not want to get into his body. Rami Shmid calls that Ram leaves those out of Shita, so he goes according to this opinion, Dav Sara mutter, even the hair is mutter. Kosh gave him the extensions. So Suga Azla Shalom Lamanda Isab Sara, the Suga is going to the opinion which forbids the hair. Avalamanda Mati, but those who prevent the hair, Shita mutter, obviously the extensions are mutter. If she has sentenced to death, the time the Beis Hamikdash existed, she's going out to be killed. As long as she's still alive, shear her on the way to the execution. By a human being, the sentence does not forbid the person. Therefore, as long as he's alive, benefit from the hair. But an animal which has been sentenced to death, also now to benefit even while still alive. But the animal, the sentence is what forbids it. And that's it.